Books and Arts. Book Review. Globalization. Ports in a Storm. Unlocking the World. By John Darwin.
In Liverpool, a French observer marvelled in 1907, one feels one is in contact with America, Australia, West Africa, the Far East, at the same time as with Germany and France. There, one is at the commercial centre of the world. This remark neatly captures the subject of John Darwin's new book. He tracks a century of what he calls steam globalisation, where steamships and railways drove a dramatic acceleration in the exchange of goods, people, ideas and money across the world. Faster and cheaper transport seemed to shrink the globe. The volume of world trade and foreign investment soared. Mr. Darwin shows how major port cities were both products of these transformations and agents of change. In the great opening up of the world that is his subject, the port cities were the hinges. The current era of globalisation, the author notes, is not unique, but the latest in a series that have built on each other in a cumulative, though not neatly linear, fashion. In the mercantile system that sprang up in the wake of the voyages of Ibn Battuta, Christopher Columbus and Vasco da Gama, Asia was the world's workshop, and Europe relatively peripheral. Then coal, readily available in Europe, fuelled what historians have called the Great Divergence of the 18th century, whereby Europe, and later North America, came to dominate. By describing the evolution and sometimes decline of a number of major port cities, most compellingly London, Bombay, Singapore and New York, Mr. Darwin shows how this process worked.